Everyone who testified on the matter agreed. From lawyers to teachers, there is a problem, and there are ways to improve it. Nathaniel Williams was among the first to testify. He's a doctoral candidate at IUPUI, focusing on the school-to-prison pipeline. There's plenty of research suggesting that phenomenon of escalating punishment is real and disproportionately affects boys and men of color. Williams took questions after his presentation.
Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sir, to get suspended or disciplined, you have to do something, correct?
There's no research that says that.
These kids are getting suspended for a reason, correct?
That's very subjective. I'm sorry.
That's Republican Representative Jim Lucas.
But if the child is actually committing the offense, I'm having a hard time seeing what the problem is.
But lawmakers also had several misgivings about the bill itself. First, well, dollars and cents. It would make grants available to schools to help them implement new systems. Carol Craig of the Children's Policy and Law Initiative testified that the state needs to invest in best practices. Representative Lucas took issue.
Bottom line right here is what percentage of responsibility does the student bear for learning?
The student bears their total responsibility for themselves, but we as the educators, when that student is in our charge, we bear the responsibility.
I understand that, ma'am, but the state of Indiana spends over half of its budget on K-12 education.
Or about 50% from the state's general funds, in addition to more than $900 million in federal dollars and local money going towards K-12 in Indiana. Another concern? Federal intrusion. That's what Republican Representative Rhonda Rhodes was most worried about.
You said if we weren't doing something, then the Office of Civil Rights would come in. You're saying they would come into our schools and the federal government, would be looking into how we're disciplining and what the problem is?
If it's found to be that there's evidence of disparate treatment, then yes, that does lead toward an investigation by the federal government.
That's just the law. Think of schools like the workplace. Civil rights protections already exist. That led lawmakers to their last concern, lawsuits. Attorney Janae Hanger says although schools could be sued for discrimination, fear shouldn't prevent the state from collecting discipline data.
Nobody's looking for lawsuits because of your data. The reason why I'm here is because I want you to prevent having lawsuits. And I think the data can say, okay, what do we need to do to help that school?
In Indiana, Hanger says some individual districts have seen success revamping their own plans and implementing them cost effectively.
There's a lot that can be done. We just need to start sharing all the materials. But I do think there is a role to look at how laws drive practices.
Regina Williams Preston sees these practices firsthand every day. She's a public school teacher in Indiana. During her testimony, she reminded lawmakers that their reason for this discussion was to benefit the students.
Please remember, the purpose of this legislation is not just to reduce suspensions and expulsions, but it's to increase children's access to quality instruction. It's a moral issue and a civil rights issue.
She says some Hoosier schools are playing games with their numbers, like sending kids to alternative schools just to make their own disciplinary numbers look better.
We just tell our parents, you know what, I'll do you a favor. We won't put him up for expulsion if you just withdraw him from school. Now, whose numbers, really, whose record are we concerned about when we do that?
Preston says according to her district's data, Black students are continually suspended for things like intimidation and disrespect, generally more subjective infractions than their white counterparts. Again, Representative Lucas.
Ma'am, you're currently a teacher?
I am.
Okay, are you seeing a discriminatory application of disciplinary action?
I do.
The overhauled school code would address the issue of implicit bias, helping educators to interpret students' behavior in a fairer, more uniform way. Preston says just because there's lots of factors that contribute to discipline disparity, there's no excuse for action not to be taken at the state level.
We can't really, when we say it's poverty and we say it's parents, we're giving ourselves permission to say, I can't do anything about it because we can't go give anybody any more money, all right? I can't solve your home problems. But for that 6 hours a day, this is what I can do.
The legislature won't decide until the next session whether or not to take up House Bill 1287 for a vote. For WBOY News, I'm Virginia Alvino.